Good evening, everyone. Well, at least it's night here in Europe, and whatever time it is for you, welcome to the continuation of our USA vigil. Well, you know, you've probably been realizing that for whatever reason, and the venerable news interpreter, Dan Rather, calls it malignant ego. Think of what those words can mean. Malignant ego. And not an ounce of compassion. The present occupant of the White House has let the payments for the unemployment compensation for 9.5 million people elapse. And some of those people are in really dire straits. Many things are in that omnibus package, which are passed every year without incident. It's how the House of Representatives and Senate does its work. And there was a total agreement after weeks of trying to hash through many differences of opinion and two sides that were very far apart. And they reached a point of agreement only to have it disrupted. And what little there was will not now be given out. Now, the way the blue force is said to operate, it says, give this and later, immediately, start on a project that will give more. But basically, so far, nothing will be coming through. And the suggested $2,000 per person will mean that since Congress cannot agree, the Senate cannot agree, that nothing is given. So the cruelty of it is very strong. And I think America is getting a chance to see what happens when the unregenerate approach to Leo is used. Now, remember, America is an Aquarian country on its soul level. And of course, from Leo, there's so much that one can expect of service when it is operating according to the plan. But the unregenerate Leo approach, which is entirely, at first, often, so often egotistical in the lower sense, is operative at this time. Where this will lead, nobody knows exactly. And further, preparations are being made for some kind of grandstanding on January the 6th, one day after the runoffs, which will determine the direction of the Senate. So we're heading into still more turbulent times. And an individual who can deny needy people so much, even if it's a little, is capable of anything, even inducing a war or determining that military force, martial law, can be used to rerun an election. All of this is unheard of, and it's due to psychopathology, no question, and sociopathy, no question. This is an evil combination, especially when the entire Republicans and Democrats have agreed, which is hard enough to fathom, that something at least can be continued for the people who are in such dire straits. Meanwhile, the COVID continues to skyrocket, and what do I read about Dallas, Texas? They have 12 ICU beds remaining, something like that. Maybe it's less now. Intensive care unit beds, 12 or maybe less. So a complete ignoring of that condition and counting entirely on the new vaccines. And by that time, maybe the middle of January, 450,000 people will have died in the United States alone. And of course, it's this new type of mutation is jumping borders now and will be found, of course, everywhere before long. Plus the threat, even the threat of Ebola, which is 90% fatal. So, you know, there is obsession with winning and the ignoring of everybody else's fate. And that's why we continue to work. Keep your, please keep your mute on. Okay, well, that's my cheerful news for today. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. because we can, with joy in the anticipation of the coming civilization, we can still celebrate what's on its way. And Pluto does have to do its work. We know that. And Vulcan must come in with the spiritual will so that finally humanity can stand with masked intent, responsive to the divine plan as much as they can understand of it. So at least, you know, there is beauty, and the new year is coming, and, you know, maybe you can join us for that round the clock celebration. There's really only, you know, 24 time zones, 24 hours, but the way some countries have apportioned it, more than one celebration at different times takes place in the same time zone. We'll do our best with that. We have people that will be giving short thoughts, and Tuya will be interviewing them, and I'm sure it will be interesting if you can join us at some point. Meanwhile, it's nice to see you, and looking good, and I'll turn this over to Tuya at this time.
Do we have any discussion?
Well, I think you said you can have your video on. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I better, everybody in the meeting, I got to do that.
There's one thought what I was thinking to point out was that the 6th of January is the day of Epiphany. And when we think about what it means, that that is the day, according to the tradition, that now the three wise men are finding the Christ. So it means like that the disciples are supposed to find the Christ. And it means also in humanity that how do we use this year, during this Christmas, the energies? Are we now able to build up this transformation and the ladders towards the Christ, to the turning towards the Christ? So in that sense also, it is very interesting to look this symbolic thing, what is created now and what it is in United States. So is the majority of people now ruling the way that the turn is towards the Christ,
you know, towards the soul? An epiphany is usually a great revelation. I mean, you know, people say, he or she had an epiphany, you know, a sudden realization, maybe realization of the soul. I hope that, Tuya, that you'll be able to tell the story of the fourth wise man.
Yeah, that is going to be.
It's so already beautiful. Fixed. So beautiful. Yeah. So maybe you can join us for that. It's inevitably touching, and it tells us, you know, what the real Christ spirit is, and how much sacrifice and how much selflessness goes into the expression of the real loving understanding of the Christ spirit. So that will be on the 6th, right? And at that time, we won't know necessarily how things turned out. Maybe in the Georgia runoff, we will have some kind of idea whether the blue or the Martian red. Maybe by then we'll know something. So that's one of our next, big events. And we have tomorrow night, I think, Tuesday
tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow is Monday. So this coming week, on at 8 p.m. GMT. And then we do not have we have the virtual, USA virtual is in our program of 25 hours New Year's virtual. It is there.
And we will have the pre-full moon. And then on what day is the actual?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So the night before, I think we, at 8 o'clock, we have the.
Again, powerful energies. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We can use these Capricornian energies to good advantage, to elevate the group. It's also called the law of elevation, which is the esoteric name for the law of group progress. And it's ruled by Capricorn. So, we have our work cut out for us these next 20 or so days, 20 couple and a couple of days, because the situation is serious and some kind of stability has to settle over the White House or over the administration, whether that administration returns from Mar-a-Lago or not. Something has to settle over it to stabilize the worst possible effects. And that's where groups like ours come into the picture.
Yeah, Yvonne, it is, you have night, right? It is here in Europe, it is already Wednesday, right? It's this time zones.
Yeah. From, how you do it, you subtract 5 for Eastern Standard Time, 6 for Central Standard, 7 for Mountain Standard, and 8 for a specific standard. And then we have, South America has different subtractions. But we're mostly putting things in universal time. And here in Finland, it's 2 hours later than universal time. So, okay, if there's nothing else, is there anything else that you want to say or suggest? Now you're in the meeting. Good. I was sending messages to the waiting room. That's not too great a policy. Okay.
So shall we go now into meditation?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
This is the important thing right now. We have so much about the new group of world servers that we will be discussing as we go, and a whole new program is being launched in the early part of January. So we'll do our best to keep you on top of the timing of these things. They won't be so much different than in the past, but some additional programs are added. Okay.
One thing, let us just reflect before we go into the meditation. Is about that what DK says, the basic human necessity is to make astral plane wholly. And that provides the most disturbing element in the existence of mankind. So that is what we are also taking into this meditation, a little bit stronger meditative targeting action towards the astral plane. Tibetan says that astral plane is not a God created. It is not divinely inspired, but is the product of human desire. Evidence at the very dawn of human intelligence. This desire has built thought forms which are in tune or allied to every phase of human desire, from the lowest type of physical desire up to the spiritual aspiration of the man who is seeking liberation. The astral plane is for us the cornerstone, how we evolve. The initiate disciple receives a unique revelation and an applied condition which enable him to recognize astral plane as a man created whole or world or state of consciousness, whichever term you make care to employ, and therefore as something which must be transformed. I think that gives us a lot of understanding about that why we put emphasis upon astral plane and try to truly transform it. And when we work this way, that we, all of us, we focus upon astral plane or those planes that we are working with, but particularly to astral plane, sometimes we have to take that under our thought process, thinking process, and start to get understanding what is astral plane, because astral plane is the most inhabited plane as well. So there are not all those inhabitants are not human made. There are entities which live on those planes. And what is that? Why Tibetan then says that it is human made? So we let it be in our consciousness and we may continue our pondering. But now we go into our meditation. Let us take a few times deep breath, breathing in white light, and just prepare ourselves to be ready for the meditation. Let us visualize that we are standing together around the governmental triangle, hand in hand, creating unbreakable line of disciples. And see all of your co-workers in the light of good law. Tibetan says, guard yourselves strenuously against the habit of speech, which finds the fault in others. Say nothing which could inflame hate and suspicion in connection with any race, any person, any group, or any leaders of groups and nations. You will have to guard yourself with care, so that even in defense of that which you may personally or nationally approve, you do not find yourselves full of hate and thus breaking the law of love, the only law which can truly save the world. The key to your success along this line will be the silence of a loving heart. And thus, in the silence of a loving heart, we are standing in the sacred circle of love to humanity. Side by side, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. We are standing as a great army of implacable spiritual will to love. Endeavor now consciously to align your soul, mind, and brain, creating a triangle so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Align with your soul angel. And this is what DK says. It's the only way to actually make anything transformation on the astral plane with the soul angel. Let us have a very living connection with the solar angel. And now, when we are also working from the point of a country in United States, let us align and invoke the solar angel of the United States. And imagine that connection opening and also be aware of that vast angelic cooperation. Recognize how our souls are now linked with this great directing entity and his mystery of Dharma. I light the way. In this light, we recognize and align with the great thought, what Master or Masters, Lord Maitreya has said, I am the light or the world. TK says the force of the hierarchy can express itself increasingly through the United States of America. For an intuitive recognition of subjective realities, a real sense of the higher values can and frequently do control the impulses governing this group or federated states. And we want to support that and strengthen that. We really dedicate that, all the DK statements, and with the mission of the Christ to bring heaven to earth. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome his presence. Cross of Divinity, protective action for the group. Let us now perform the cross of divinity, making the cross from forehead to heart, left eye to right eye. While we are saying these affirmations, forehead. As a soul, I work in light and heart. Darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. Right eye. I work, and from that point, I never move. Visualize this lighted cross in front of yourself and also in front of every single member of the group. Mudra of meditation and will. Dhyani Mudra, learning to use our hands in the work of meditation. That is also what DK is advising us. In this gesture, holding the worlds in complete balance. We contact now as a group with Master R, the region for Europe and of America. Master R holds the department of energy of the Mahachohan, but comes from the line of the seventh ray, violet ray. Yet in a hierarchical work, he does hold office temporarily under the Manu. The work of the him is that of synthesizing on the physical plane all parts of the plan, and thus he may be regarded as the general manager for the carrying out of the plans of the Executive Council of the Christ. So we know that there is definitely plan for the coming of the Christ dawning in United States, and we try to support in that work. And of course, that's why those attacks has to come. Sometimes the attacks will be directed against the individual worker, and sometimes against the group of workers. And we can see that now the groups are also affected. We now start our experimental work of protection for the whole country. And this work of violet light is only used then when the need is dire. Align with the soul sign of United States, Aquarius. Which is bringing the seventh ray, the violet ray, and relates us to the coming new age. So let us build very carefully. Visualize the cross of divinity. Relax your physical body. Quiet your astral body. Steady your mind. And horizontally, we are really aware of the whole group. And vertically, completely open. Now we create a triangle between the group personality with our united, unified soul and Master R, seeing him as the apex of the triangle. Let us recognize when we are building on mental plane, we are building geometrical forms. That's why these geometrical forms we imagine are so important. Now we call down a stream of pure white light, which is now pouring through all the lower vehicles of the group. Thus cleansing away all that hinders. Ooh. Pouring the mental plane or the cover mental triangle, and then pouring from that into the whole country. We have 1 minute silence for that. See everything in this white light, everything cleansed on a mental plane, in a governmental triangle, and in the whole country. And now astral plane, and we see this purifying white light entering on the astral plane of White House. Half a minute silence. And capital, half a minute silence. Supreme Court, half a minute silence. And now visualize the white light cleansing everything what hinders in the whole country. Half a minute silence. Visualize the whole astral plane in covenantal triangle and in the whole country, completely cleansed and shining with this white light. And now through the group, the white light pours in on the physical etheric plane into the covenantal triangle. And from that, pouring into the whole country to every state, cleansing on physical plane everything what hinders. 1 minute silence. And everything purified, mental, astral, and physical, etheric plane. Now let us link ourselves up as one with the Lords or Masters, with the Brotherhood for which we are working. We recognize the stillness which have been achieved. Visualize those masters of whom you know. We raise our vibration higher still and connect up, if possible, with the Johans. And with the Manu, according to the line of politics with which we are now working, and along with which the attack may come. And now, via this living link, linking chain that has been created, we call upon the violet light. Visualize this beautiful violet light, full of light, pouring down through the chain, through all the vehicles. And now, pouring from the group into the triangle, the covenantal triangle, and transforming the mental plane. then moving into all the states, transforming with the violet light, everything according to the good law. 1 minute silence. And through the group, the violet light is descending on astral plane and transforming the astral plane in White House. Half a minute silence. Now, capital, half a minute silence. Supreme Court, violet light transforming the astral plane, half a minute silence. Violet light moving into the whole country, to every single state, and transforming the astral plane according to the good law. Half a minute silence. see the violet light pouring deeper down on physical etheric plane into the covermental triangle, transforming everything on physical plane according to the good law. And pouring into whole country, transforming everything according to the good law. 1 minute silence. Working this way, it creates a vacuum. When the work is correctly and carefully done by a group of people rightly intermingled, it creates a vacuum that corresponds somewhat to the vacuum that should exist between the ego and the personality, but this time between the group and those who are on the inner side. You now invoke the golden light from the Buddha. Visualize how everything is now colored by the golden light of the soul, bringing the message of the soul control, the soul values, and the soul purpose. See that pouring into the triangle, covermental triangle. Being filled by the golden light, and through the triangle into the group, and group distributing it into the whole country. We now call the help from the angel kingdom. We call the forces of light, the angels of protection, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to build a wall of protective energies, to keep all illegal actions in leash, under the will of God. Let us visualize Archangel Michael, who is protecting the Christ standing above the governmental triangle. We call now the soul ray of United States, which is the second ray, the blue indigo ray. And let us see how through the Christ, this blue indigo ray is pouring filling the group, filling the governmental triangle, and then the whole country with the blue indigo light. Bringing the soul values and correcting the directions towards the soul. Let us stand in this fusion and union of the group in indigo light, and we open even greater the funnel of invocation into the higher realms, into the ears of those who know the truth. And remembering the words of DK, there are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lord's Soul Liberation. After the half a minute silence, we say the second invocation, great invocation, and Michael will lead us. And half a minute silence.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O mighty one. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O mighty one. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O mighty one. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O mighty one, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Building a wheel of fire with seven spokes of protection. Let us visualize that the Lord of Love is standing at the center of the group. Before you, in your creative imagination, create a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. See yourself and the inner working group standing in the center, at the hub of the wheel, which now radiates the living, all-consuming substance of love from the sacred heart of the Christ. See yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon the governmental triangle in all rainbow colors. from that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire. Wheel is spinning the protective energies into every single state. The clarion is now heard. We will stand for the good law. We are demanding good law to be followed. We bring illumination through the evocation of the will. We bring imagination through the evocation of love. We bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. We keep our post in our imagination. We do not move from our posts to the end of this meditation. We state, may thy will be done, not ours. We continue to uphold the good law, but we can release now the mudra. May the blessing of the Christ and of the hierarchy rest upon all true servers, and may they stand tranquil and peacefully in the midst of strife and crisis. Our dearest friends, we thank you. We continue tomorrow at this same time, and we start to prepare ourselves for the coming full moon. Thank you so very much for everybody.
Sim, que vlada ho, di sa.